It's hard to believe, you know. I suppose last year was the real novelty factor, and we were building up for this first marathon in decades, and we decided that it was such a great success we'd go again this year. And I can't believe that we're within a week of the second Donegal marathon. It's fantastic. And again, like last year, we have an international field, Oisin.
Yeah, and I suppose the big change this year to the marathon is the course. There was a lot of athletes last year at the end of the event and the days that followed highlighted that it was a tough course, and in particular a hill out in the Glenswilly direction was a real killer for a lot of them. So you listen to the athletes and you change the course, you've made the course more friendly, it's going to be quicker as well.
Absolutely. We pride ourselves in the fact that this is the People's Marathon, and one of the things we did say was that any constructive views that came back to us, we would listen to and see if we could accommodate that. And thankfully, we've got a dedicated people like John McCarron from the County Council, and who help us. The Gardaí work very, very closely with us, and obviously the athletic club, Letterkenny, and the other Donegal Athletic Club family. And we looked at the route, and we did listen. The athlete said to us that particular part of the race came at a very, very tough time, and we looked and we said, well, how can we improve it? How can we make it a course that'll attract even more people and still keep the fact that we have this rural-urban view on it? We also wanted to interact with the town and the town centre, and to make sure that maybe the great atmosphere that was there last year could be enhanced. So we have that second route now coming for the full marathon, and I think that'll help. So the person who'll be leading the marathon and the leaders of the marathon will be coming down the street within a kilometre of the finish, and I think that'll add to the excitement, don't you?
Yeah, you just want to obviously evolve this event over the years. This is the second year, and already have you seen yourselves take a major step with the development of the marathon, Desi?
Absolutely. We're a very small committee. You know, we've only a committee of about five, six people, but we're helped and enhanced by many groups out there. There's a lot of organising, there's a lot of finance that has to be raised, but it's really worth it when you see how it can come together. The one thing about Donegal now, people can see very clearly, is that the amount of participation and everything from the couch to 5Ks, to the 5Ks, the 10Ks, the Danny McDade 15K, the Northwest 10K, you know, the endurance racing and that. And the one thing that wasn't there, which I believe was probably the blue ribbon of road running, was the marathon and the half marathon. So we seen that gap and we wanted to bring it forward. But as I say, only as long as people want it will we continue to promote it.
What's the reaction been like now to these changes on the course?
It's been wonderful, I suppose. Mostly our reaction comes back through the social media. We've a fantastic person there, Sarah Meehan, working on our social media stuff. So really what was coming back, and for as far as I know, nearly 100% positive on the changes that have been made to the course, and people are very happy with the changes that have been brought in. And I suppose we'll get more feedback again as the runners finish this year. And if there's changes to be made, we'd like to think that we'll be in a position to do that.
Yeah, at what time on Sunday do you expect the leading runners to be coming through this change to the finish in the centre of the town?
Yeah, well, we're going to start at 20 past nine. Again, this was in reaction to people saying maybe we could go a wee bit earlier than it was. And obviously that'll also avoid disruption to businesses within the town, which was very, very important. So we'd be hoping that the second the full marathon will be coming down the main street probably in and around 11:30, 11:40. We would also like to think that people would react the way they did last year. They come out in huge numbers on the street. They come out in huge numbers out in the Conwell, New Mills, Glenswilly area, and indeed the Gartley area. And we would ask people again to come out. Listen, as you see, you would have seen Brezzy there recently talking about a race. He was doing an endurance race. And the difference it makes to get that encouragement from people. We had the names printed on the numbers for people who had registered up to last week. And again, this is where people can actually look at the name, shout that name, and give that person that bit of encouragement. So, as I say, it's very, very important that if people would come out and cheer and maybe put up a flag, put up a banner, wishing the athletes well.
Yeah, and with such a high local interest in it, this adds to people coming out because they want to see how their own family's doing or how their own friends are doing.
That's very much, and you can see that, you know, you had seen the posters the last time where they were coming past maybe the house of the participant or within his area, and people would have been saying that. And also there's an opportunity for people who maybe aren't going to participate in the marathon to be part of the volunteer side of things, and we're actually holding a volunteers night now on Thursday night at 8 o'clock in the Radisson Hotel. So if people want to marshal, if people just want to work with the registration and be part of the People's Marathon, we would be encouraging you to come along. The Donegal Volunteer Centre with John Kern and Caroline have been fantastic. They've sent out an email to the people who volunteer for many events to come along Thursday night. So through your own good medium today, we would be asking and appealing to people to come along to the Radisson Hotel, Letterkenny, Thursday night at 8 o'clock for a volunteers night. Charlie Boyle will be doing a bit of motivating speaking for us, and people will be able to see how they can play their part in the running of this fantastic event.
Is that side building as well? Do you need more volunteers this year than what you did last year, Desi?
Yeah, we had over 100 volunteers last year. We'd like to think that we try to look after the volunteers as best we can. You'll get a special volunteer t-shirt, you get your hi-vis, we'll look after you, you'll get your packed lunch to take with you if you're out on the route or if you're in around the Aura. So the volunteers and the marshals and people working behind the scenes are as important as anyone. We had a marshals meeting in the Aura Leisure Centre there on Tuesday night. So we have our head marshal, Neely McDade. We have our other marshals in that come under them, who are very experienced people who do this right throughout the year. And what they'll be doing then is, so they'll be lending their experience to the volunteers. So even if you've never taken part in such an event before and you'd like to be, this be your first, I believe it'll be a very positive experience for you.
Yeah. We mentioned local athletes, but there's an international feel to this as well. And you were just rhyming off some of the countries that athletes are coming from that have registered already. And there's certainly going to be a very much international feel to some of the competitors that are coming that want to challenge the tarmac on Donegal.
Totally. One of the highlights last year was actually the registration on the Saturday, which is the same this year. People come and pick up their number between 12 and 6 in the Aura Leisure Centre. And it's also an opportunity for people to register. But hearing people coming from different countries was wonderful. And like this year, again, we have entrants from the USA, Afghanistan, Australia, Belgium, Canada, England, France, Germany, Holland, Norway, Scotland. And we've over 100 athletes coming from Northern Ireland because it's with the Northern Ireland Bank holiday going on. And this really does lift it because we've, as I say, Donegal County Council help us with the resources, with their personnel, but also with funding. And I suppose the fact that we can go back to them and say, this is attracting people to the town. And that's very much a plus for us. And it's wonderful to have that international feel. A lot of these people may well be Irish people returning and taking the marathon is that opportunity to come back. But as I say, when you see that lineup and those people come from different countries to run in our marathon in our county, it's absolutely fantastic.
Is that building as well on the back of last year? Are the numbers of the international athletes up?
It is indeed. I suppose one of the things is that the world is such a small place now with the internet and getting the word out there and things that are happening. The Athletics family is a wonderful, I suppose, resource in the magazines that they have and their presence on the net and that, and they get the word out for you. And I'd like to think that given it was such a successful event last year, people said, this is a marathon I'd like to do. This is a marathon that I'd like to be part of. And thankfully, it seems to be the way.
Yeah, there's also the half marathon that a lot of locals will be taking part in because the full marathon will be just too much for them. The distance will be too great. And you'll get the walkers out as well, Desi.
Yeah, one of the things we really wanted to encourage this year, Oisin, was the walkers. And we'd just like to tell people that they can register on Saturday between 12 and 6 in the Aura Leisure Centre. And we would especially put that word out to walkers, people who are out there, and they're out in their thousands, as you see, if you drive around the county. Come along and be part of this marathon. You're more than welcome. We will facilitate you in the way that it's a safe route. It's a very fast route. It's a route I think you'll enjoy. So we obviously want the runners, but I think that the message today would be that the walkers for the half marathon are very, very welcome and come along on Saturday and we'll go through it with you.
Yep, and we have to remember as well that people travelling in the area of Letterkenny and the route that there may be disruptions and the Gardaí will be on the roads.
Yeah, thanks very much for that, Oisin. That's a very important part of it. The health and safety of the participants is the main thing as well as the public. The Gardaí have been fantastic in their response to us. We met with them last week with Tina Fowley and Eunan Walsh. They've always been brilliant and trying to deal with things, and especially their resources are scarce, the same as everybody else's, but they've been really, really good with us. So we're going to combine that with the experienced marshals and the volunteers. And the one message we want to get out is to the public out there who may be driving or may be held up for a while, because we're not closing any roads, it'll be a kind of a rolling system, is be patient with us, work with the Garda, work with the marshals. It's really for your safety, it's for the athlete's safety. We will make the inconvenience as less as it can be, and it's something that we're very conscious of, and again, that's why we move the times. But just that appeal would be, especially in the New Mills, Balmany, Rock Hill area, and then in around the town, be patient with us. one of the things also is the mass course, who would really be coming out at a time, maybe for the second round, where the full marathon runners, we would just say to them within the Irish Martyrs, just to be aware that there would be runners passing at the time they'd be exiting the church.
Just briefly, all the details of the marathon are available on the website?
Yeah, www.donegalmarathon.ie. Go online and you'll get all the details there.
Yeah, okay, Desi, listen, the best of luck next weekend with the marathon. I'm sure we'll be talking again between now and then. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much, Oisín.